be seated. It has been a long time since I have been able to preach a sermon down here on the floor with all of you. And so for those of you who have been around for a while, what you know is that this probably means there will be an opportunity for you to participate in the sermon. That will be coming in just a few minutes. But for those of you who are new to our worshiping community, for those of you who are worshiping with us online, this is the first time we're going to try and do this hybrid kind of thing, which means that when I invite the congregation to answer some questions, I invite you to answer them as well and to share your feedback, your thoughts in the comments on Facebook. I'll be able to go back and read them later and respond to them in that way. It is hard to believe that it is already September. I have no idea where the summer went this year. But here we are on Rally Sunday at the start of a new program year. And now this isn't exactly the kind of fall we were anticipating even just a few months ago, when it seemed like the end of the pandemic was in sight. But here we are, and we are doing what we do so well. We are relying on flexibility and grace to see us through. That is what we have been doing over the past year and a half, adjusting our expectations and adapting our ministries and programming so that our church could continue to thrive even during incredibly challenging times. And over again, God showed up for us in powerful ways, binding us together and blessing us so that we could be church, not just for each other, but also for the world. And friends, our God is so good. As the author of James reminds us, God has given to us generously and ungrudgingly. It is this abundant love, this amazing grace, this endless hope, this tender healing, this powerful strength, this peace that passes all understanding. These are the things that are the foundation of our faith. These are the things we can rely on when the world threatens to overwhelm us with wave after wave of sickness and death and conflict and violence and anxiety and fear. It is so easy to let the brokenness of the world knock us off our feet. That's why we need our faith to keep us secure. That's why we need this place to hold us steady. That's why we need each other to help us stay grounded in God. So I am glad you're here. Whether you are here in person or worshiping with us online, I am so glad you're here. Because this church is not complete without you. Now, this past week, we sent out a mailing to all the households in our church family, and we tried to cast the net wide to include those of you who are members of Old South and those of you who have not yet joined our church, those of you who live locally, as well as those of you who worship with us from afar, those of you who are very involved in the life of the church, and those of you who might watch from more of a distance. The beautiful thing about our church is that there is a place for each one of us here. So now is the part of the service where you're going to want to have your puzzle piece available. If you brought it with you to worship today, grab it from your purse or dig it out of your pocket. And at some point, you're going to want to take it off of the letter. It's okay if it rips a little bit. It might. That's okay. God loves us and our imperfections. If you're worshiping at home, you can go and find the letter that came in the mail so that you can grab your puzzle piece too. And if you didn't get a puzzle piece, we have some that are available in the back. The deacons have them. So they would be happy to bring you one if you want to raise your hand, remembering that it's one per household. But put your hand in the air if you need one, and the deacons will bring them around. Also know that if you are worshiping at home and did not receive a puzzle piece, leave a comment, and I have extra ones that I can send you that you can hold and bless, and then you can send back. Happy to do that too. So, as we are holding our puzzle pieces, here is my first question. When we get all of the pieces together, if you kind of look at your piece, I don't know if it will be clear yet to you, but I'm curious what you think we might be creating together when we put all of the pieces together. Yes! All right, we are going to be creating the church. So it is a picture of the church, a 500-piece puzzle, and we are sending those pieces out to our church family so that you all can remember that you are a piece of this community of faith. So as you are holding your piece in your hand or having it near you, I want you to think about all of the pieces that make up the life of our church. All of the people, all of the programs, all of the events, all of the ministries. Think about all of the pieces that make up the full picture of the life of our church. And now here is my question for you. What are your hopes for all of those pieces of our church's life for the coming year? What are your hopes and your dreams for our church? How do you hope our church will come together this year? And I would invite you, if you're worshiping at home, to share your hopes and dreams and prayers in the comments. And if you are here in the sanctuary, I would love to hear your thoughts aloud. What are your hopes and your dreams for our church this fall? It can be a word, a phrase, a longer thought. It doesn't have to be very complicated, but yes, Jackson. An end to the pandemic. That is our hope for this world, right? Yes, Janet. Yes, seeing the sanctuary this full every week. It is a beautiful thing. Rosemary. An entire family being able to gather together again. Oh, yes, we yearn for those things. Lori. Unity. Yes, unity for our church family. Absolutely. Yeah, Joan. So, of course, we have Joan, who you might guess is on our nominating committee, because her deepest hope is that we can fill all of the spots on our boards and committees this coming year. So, yes, the nominating committee has very hard work to do. So that we will pray for all of you in that. Other hopes and dreams for our church. Len. Yes, our youth group, yes, to come back together again and be a vibrant community of faith, absolutely. Yes, Linda. Make an impact in our community. To continue to make an impact in our community, absolutely, yes. am so glad that God led you here today. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. And blessings upon this recovery ministry that you are starting. That is a beautiful, beautiful thing. Wonderful. Yes, Rosemary. Yes, welcoming our new associate pastor, a big hope and dream for our church. Yes, Boz. Yes, a hospital person saying that he hopes everyone gets vaccinated. What else are we hoping for our church this year? These are beautiful dreams and hopes so far. Yeah.
Don't let politics interrupt what goes on in this church. We all have different views and different feelings of how we view politics, but I just hope it doesn't divide us as a church.
Right, that's a big challenge for us, right? So we are a diverse community in terms of our political views, and so the hope that we can find that this can be a place of unity for us and not something and not a place where politics divide us, but that where we can find some common ground. Yes, beautiful. Wonderful. Well, thank you all for sharing those hopes and dreams. So I would invite you to hold your puzzle piece in your hand, and I know that there are some, it's one per household, so there might be some of you who are sharing a puzzle piece with others, whether you're home or here. So maybe if you're in a household with one puzzle piece but many people, one person holds it in their hands and other people can pile their hands on top so that we can take a moment to say a prayer of blessing. And I am going to hold Ellie Rapucci's piece. She was able to hold her piece in her hand. So we have Ellie's piece of the puzzle that will be with us always as well. So what a beautiful thing that our puzzle includes those even who have passed on, who are with us in spirit. So let us hold our puzzle pieces in our hands and let us be together in a spirit of prayer. Gracious and holy God, we give thanks that you have claimed us as your own and you have called us into your church. Remind us that we are each an important piece of this church family. We need each other. We need each piece to make our church complete. So bless us, O God. Bless all the people and the programs and the events and the ministries that make up the life of our church. Throughout the coming year, may we come together to be church in powerful ways. Amen. So when you are leaving church today, we have some bowls that you can put your puzzle pieces in. So we need your pieces back because we need to put our puzzle together. And those of you who are worshiping from home, you can have the opportunity to drop your puzzle piece by the church office if you come by during the week. If the church office is open, you can give your piece to Jen. If the church office is closed, there is a mail slot that is just to the left of the chapel entrance, and you can put your puzzle piece through there, and we will get it that way. So if you have your puzzle piece at home, those of you who are here today, you can always bring it with you on coming Sundays. We know it'll take a few weeks to get all of our puzzle pieces back. And friends, as we bring our worship service to a close, our final hymn today is Blessed Be the Tie That Binds, reminds us of what a gift it is to have this community of faith.